Exodus chapter 7. And the Lord Jehovah said to Moses, See, I have made you a god to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother shall be your prophet. You shall speak all that I command you. And Aaron your brother shall speak to Pharaoh, that he send the children of Israel out of his land. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh will not listen to you, that I may lay my hand upon Egypt, and bring forth my armies, and my people the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgments. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord Jehovah when I stretch forth my hand upon Egypt, and bring out the children of Israel from among them. And Moses and Aaron did as the Lord Jehovah commanded them. And Moses was 80 years old. 2513 AH 1529 BC, and Aaron 83 years old, when they spoke to Pharaoh. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, When Pharaoh shall speak to you, saying, Show a miracle for yourselves. Then you shall say to Aaron, Take your staff, and cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a snake. And Moses and Aaron went into Pharaoh, and they did so as the Lord Jehovah had commanded. And Aaron cast down his staff before Pharaoh, and before his servants, and it became a snake. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers. Now the magicians of Egypt also did in the same manner with their enchantments. Because each of them cast down his staff, and they became snakes, but Aaron's staff swallowed up their staffs. And he hardened Pharaoh's heart, so that he did not listen to them, as the Lord Jehovah had said. And the Lord Jehovah said to Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hardened, he refuses to let the people go. Go to Pharaoh in the morning. Look, he goes out to the water. And you shall stand by the river's bank opposite of him, and the staff which was turned to a snake you shall take in your hand. And you shall say to him, The Lord Jehovah God of the Hebrews has sent me to you, saying, Let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness, and before you would not listen. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. In this you shall know that I am the Lord Jehovah. Look, I will strike with the staff that is in my hand upon the waters which are in the river, and they shall be turned to blood. And the fish that are in the river shall die, and the river shall stink, and the Egyptians shall hate to drink of the water of the river. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses. Say to Aaron, Take your rod, and stretch out your hand upon the waters of Egypt, upon their streams, upon their rivers, and upon their ponds, and upon all their pools of water, that they may become blood. And that there may be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in vessels of wood, and in vessels of stone. And Moses and Aaron did so, as the Lord Jehovah commanded. And he lifted up the staff, and struck the waters that were in the river, in the sight of Pharaoh, and in the sight of his servants, and all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. And the fish that were in the river died. And the river stank, and the Egyptians could not drink of the water of the river, and there was blood throughout all the land of Egypt. And the magicians of Egypt did the same with their enchantments, and Pharaoh's heart was hardened, neither did he listen to them, as the Lord Jehovah had said. And Pharaoh turned and went into his house, neither did he set his heart to this as well. And all the Egyptians dug around the river for water to drink, because they could not drink of the water of the river. And 7 days were fulfilled, after the Lord Jehovah had struck the river.